The Rose, two night guards, arriving at work on an autumn evening in 1961, had a piece of news. "Well," one of them announced, "seems like you boys can expect company." The import of the remark was clear to his audience. It meant that two young soldiers, who had been standing trial for the murder of a Kansas railroad worker, had received the ultimate sentence. "Yes, sir," the guard said, confirming this. "They got the death penalty." Dick said, "Sure. It's very popular in Kansas. Juries handed out like they were giving candy to kids." One of the soldiers, George Ronald York, was 18. His companion, James Douglas Latham, was a year older. They were both exceptionally personable, which perhaps explains why hordes of teenaged girls had attended their trial. Though convicted of a single slaying, the pair had claimed seven victims in the course of a cross-country murder spree. Ronnie York, blonde and blue-eyed, had been born and raised in Florida, where his father was a well-known, well-paid deep-sea diver. The Yorks had a pleasantly comfortable home life, and Ronnie, overloved and overpraised by his parents and a worshipful younger sister, was the adored center of it. Latham's background was at the opposite extreme, being every bit as bleak as Perry Smith's. Born in Texas, he was the youngest child of fertile, moneyless, embattled parents who, when finally they separated, left their progeny to fend for themselves, to scatter hither and thither, loose and unwanted as bundles of panhandle tumbleweed. At 17, in need of a refuge, Latham enlisted in the Army. 2 years later, found guilty of an AWOL offense, he was imprisoned in the stockade at Fort Hood, Texas. It was there that he met Ronnie York, who was also under sentence for having gone AWOL. Though they were very unlike, even physically, York being tall and phlegmatic, whereas the Texan was a short young man with foxy brown eyes animating a compact, cute little face, they found they shared at least one firm opinion. The world was hateful, and everybody in it would be better off dead. "It's a rotten world," Latham said. "There's no answer to it but meanness. That's all anybody understands, meanness. Burn down the man's barn. He'll understand that. Poison his dog. Kill him." Ronnie said Latham was 100% correct, adding, "Anyway, anybody you kill, you're doing them a favor." The first person they chose to sow favor were two Georgia women, respectable housewives who had the misfortune to encounter York and Latham not long after the murderous pair escaped from the Fort Hood stockade, stole a pickup truck, and drove to Jacksonville, Florida, York's hometown. The scene of the encounter was an Esso station on the dark outskirts of Jacksonville. The date was the night of May 29th, 1961. Originally, the absconding soldiers had traveled to the Florida city with the intention of visiting York's family. Once there, however, York decided it might be unwise to contact his parents. His father sometimes had quite a temper. He and Latham talked it over, and New Orleans was their new destination when they stopped at the Esso station to buy gas. Alongside them, another car was imbibing fuel. It contained the two matronly victims-to-be, who, after a day of shopping and pleasure in Jacksonville, were returning to their homes in a small town near the Florida-Georgia border. Alas, they had lost their way. York, from whom they asked directions, was most obliging. "You just follow us. We'll put you on the right road." But the road to which he led them was very wrong indeed. A narrow side turning that petered off into swamp.